Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump will make a triumphant return to the Middle East next week, following a trip on his first term.
Now, 8 years later, President Trump will return to reemphasize his continued vision for a proud, prosperous, and successful Middle East, where the United States and Middle Eastern nations are in cooperative relationships, and where extremism is defeated in place of commerce and cultural exchanges. This trip ultimately highlights how we stand on the brink of the golden age for both America and the Middle East.
U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff said ahead of a new round of nuclear talks with Iran this weekend that the Trump administration wouldn't allow the country to maintain a domestic uranium enrichment program. International tourism to the U.S. has declined in recent months.
Expedia Group says reduced travel demand in the United States has led to its weaker than expected revenue in the first quarter, with bookings to the U.S. from Canada down nearly 30%. Airbnb and Hilton noted the same trends last week. Most major U.S. airlines say they plan to reduce scheduled flights due to fewer passengers booking economy seats for leisure trips. While economic uncertainty is one reason for the pullback, industry experts say anger over tariffs and concern about tourist detentions are discouraging foreign travelers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pakistan's army spokesman says India has fired missiles at three air bases inside the country, but most of the missiles have been intercepted. Lieutenant General Ahmad Sharif said the assets of the Pakistan Air Force are safe. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 119 points, the NASDAQ up a fraction. This is SRN News. The Trump administration takes on the state of Washington.
At issue is a new law that would force clergymen who hear confessions from individuals to report those people to the police if they admit to any crime. The Department of Justice has launched an investigation arguing that the measure is likely a violation of the First Amendment. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon says the Washington law, quote, cannot stand under our constitutional system of government. Catholic officials say they will not comply with it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As the Catholic Church transitions from one pope to another, new research indicates the faith is a dying one, especially here in the U.S. A Pew Research Center study reveals that for every American who converts to Catholicism, more than eight others quit. In fact, the only reason Catholicism is able to maintain a relatively steady share of the U.S. population, about 20%, is due to the high percentage of illegal immigrants. This is SRN News. It was a quiet end of the week on Wall Street.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street as markets wait for a highly anticipated meeting on Saturday between China and the U.S. on trade. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. The index finished the week with a modest loss of just 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 119 points. It's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite was little changed. The calm movements offered a respite after stocks whipsawed for weeks on fears about President Donald Trump's trade war and then on hopes that Trump might relent on some of his tariffs. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Justice Department opened a federal civil rights investigation into a Muslim-centered planned community around one of the state's largest mosques near Dallas. That, according to Texas Senator John Cornyn. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.